Alright, Cryptonauts, welcome back to another episode of Cryptocurrency Chat, episode 553. Today is actually September 25th, 2023. It's normally the Sunday edition, but I've recently been doing it on Mondays because I've been trying to, you know, get some good news, compile some really good news for you guys. And we actually have some really good news, so yeah, let's get right to it. The weekend was very busy. I wish I had an extra two more days to catch up on stuff, but you know what? I just gotta be thankful to have an actual weekend to do things and catch up on things, and that's what I did. So yeah, that was good. Alright, let's go with the recap of what we're going to talk about. So we have four articles up, plus a couple of honorable mentions. So let's see here. The first one is going to be this week on Crypto Twitter, of course, like we do on every Sunday. And the second one is going to be Coinbase Bitcoin Holdings rival those of cryptocurrency creator Satoshi Nakamoto. Yes. The third one is going to be Inscription Craze leaves thousands of Bitcoin transactions unconfirmed. Yeah, that sucks. And the last one is going to be a really frustrating one. This one is Mt. Gox trustee extends deadline for creditor repayments by a year. Okay, that sucks because that stuff was supposed to be paid out like any day now, you know? So that sucks that they have to extend it for another year. Okay, and the honorable mentions is here. MicroStrategy buys another $147 million worth of Bitcoin. And the next one is Bitcoin pioneer Hal Finney explains ZK proofs and rediscovered footage. Yes. If you guys want to read those articles, they are on decrypt.co. Check out the website. Find that article there on September 21st. And take a read. Alright, so with that said, let's go ahead and plug in the coin tree. If you guys do appreciate this podcast, this episode, you guys can leave a thumbs up, a like. I appreciate those subscribes. People have been subscribing, so I do like those. And the comments. Positive comments are always great. I like that. It's always encouraging. So yeah, thank you guys for doing that. But if you want to take it to the next step, you can always donate via crypto, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, Litecoin, and a bunch of other coins that are there on the coin tree. Also, Bitcoin Lightning, here's the address right here. You guys can donate some Lightning there, or some, I guess, some Satoshis, yeah? Or you can listen to the podcast. Obviously, the podcast is distributed pretty much on every single podcasting platform, but the one I highly recommend is the Fountain. Fountain.fm. Why? Because you can earn Satoshis for listening to the podcast. So basically, passively listening to the podcast, you're earning Satoshis. So make sure to click on that link, listen to the podcast, subscribe, give thumbs up, and give me an awesome comment. Okay? All right. And there it is. There's a bunch of links there to all the podcasting platforms that I can find. You can watch the video on YouTube or the live stream on Twitch. You can hang out with me on Discord pretty much every single day because I'm there every single day. So yeah, hang out. All right, let's move on over to the markets. Let's refresh the page here real quick. There we go. We got a fresh loaded page provided by CoinGecko.com. All right, let's go. Market cap is at $1,089 billion, up by 0.8%. Bitcoin dominance is at 47.2%. Ethereum is at 17.6%, and the current gas is at 9 Gwei. Alright. Bitcoin, let's go with our top 10. Bitcoin is at $26,361, down by 1.6%, and a market cap of $513 billion. Alright. Our second one is, of course, Ethereum at $1,592, down by 2.7% in the past 7 days, and a market cap of $191 billion. And number three, we have Tether at 99 cents, and with a small, slightly positive gain of 0.1% in the past 7 days, and a market cap of $83 billion. Number four, we have BNB at $211, down by 2.4%, and a market cap of $32 billion. Number five, we have XRP at 50 cents, down by 1.2% in the past 7 days, and a market cap of $26 billion. And number six, we have USDC at $1 with a no gain, no loss in the past 7 days with a market cap of $25 billion. Number seven, we have Lido staked Ether at $1,591, down by 2.8% in the past 7 days with a market cap of $13 billion. Number eight, Cardano at 24 cents, down by 2.7% and a market cap of $8 billion. And number nine, we have Dogecoin at 6 cents, down by 1.6% in the past 7 days and a market cap of $8 billion. It looks like actually number 10, Solana at $19.50 and a market cap of $8 billion. So basically, Cardano, Dogecoin, and Solana are fighting for, I guess, top 8th place, because they're literally neck and neck. They're pretty dang close, you know. And yeah, it looks like Toncoin got dropped down out of the top 10. Solana's back up. And yeah, I don't know what that was about with Toncoin, but it is what it is. And that is our top 10 coins of the day. Alright, let's move on over to... Oh, yeah, by the way, so with CoinGecko, if you guys do sign up, you guys can earn some candies. And with candies, you can earn rewards. They've been giving out some, like, free NFTs, as long as you have those candies, you know, and you can go there daily and collect candies. So, yeah, log in, sign up for CoinGecko, and just, yeah, if you're using, I guess, a market data aggregator, yeah, use CoinGecko. Get some free NFTs. Okay, let's go to our... crypto news of the day. Okay, first news article is written by Tim Haki. This week on Crypto Twitter, 11,000 Venezuelan soldiers bring down jailhouse Bitcoin mining operations. Slow news made for good news, as yet another static week for the market has reinforced the sense that the prices of leading cryptocurrencies have somewhat stabilized this year. It was also a quiet week over the crypto Twitter. It began with a huge apology from crypto-friendly game engineer developer Unity after the company substantially revised its controversial Unity runtime fee last week, much to the anger of developers over on social media. And there's a tweet from Unity. We have heard you. We apologize for the confusion and angst the runtime fee policy we announced on Tuesday caused. Okay, continuing on, DeFi Liquidity Protocol Balancer was attacked on Wednesday for $250,000. Blockchain sleuth ZackXBT tracked the iWatch and a booty as it was getting drained. And here is a tweet from Balancer and ZackXBT. Stolen funds are being directed to this address. And there's an address right here. Okay, if you guys want see that, that start obviously starts with 0x, and it says $238,000 stolen so far. All right, continuing on, NFT collector Do It Big Chicago was very underwhelmed when the physical counterpart of his Gucci / Yuga Labs collaborative NFT pendant arrived. Here's that tweet from Do It Big Chicago. No, this isn't depressing at all. Why the box was open? I don't get it. What? I don't know. NFT static account Punk9059 noticed the hefty royalties accumulating to creators over on the new decentralized social token platform Friend.Tech. Here's a tweet from NFTstats.eth. One of the reasons FriendTech has taken over your feed, total fees paid to creators in the past 10 days, FriendTech 4,090 ETH. All ETH NFTs, 610 ETH. Wow. That's a huge difference. Yeah, now I know why there's a lot of talk on about FriendTech. A video of American software developer and early Bitcoin pioneer Hal Finney talking about zero-knowledge proofs 25 years ago resurfaced on Twitter midweek. The footage is from the 18th Annual International Cryptology Conference at University of California, Santa Barbara in 1998, aka Crypto 98. And here's that video there. If you guys want to watch that video, head over to this article for the quickest way to find it, okay? I would play it, but I think I will get dinged. Yeah, it's a 5-minute video. Yeah, I'll watch it afterwards. But yeah, if you guys want to watch it, find this article and watch it. Continuing on, Dogecoin flipped Bitcoin for stability on Friday, reported crypto Twitter news outlet Delta One. Here's that tweet. Dogecoin beats Bitcoin in price stability amid crypto trading lull. Volatility in Dogecoin, the largest meme cryptocurrency by market value, has dwindled so much that it now looks more stable than the digital asset industry leader Bitcoin. Wow. Dogecoin beats Bitcoin in price stability amid crypto trading lull. Volatility in Dogecoin, the largest meme cryptocurrency by market value, has dwindled so much that it looks like... Okay, wait, you read that, man. But undoubtedly, the strangest story of the week broke on Thursday. In Venezuela, authorities discovered that inmates in one of the country's maximum security prisons were mining Bitcoin using thousands of ASICs. Stranger still, the police bust sounded more like a full-scale invasion than a procedural operation. Replete with 11,000 soldiers, the loot they captured from the entrepreneurial felons included grenades, rocket launchers, sniper rifles, and previously confiscated mining machines. That is insane. Here's a tweet from Javier Bastaro. There were Bitcoin miners in one of the most dangerous places of Venezuela. Recently, we saw an intervention in Tocoron, one of the most known jails in the country, in which criminals were in control. Besides all the weird things that they had, they even had some Bitcoin miners. All right, continuing on. Oh, actually, here's another image here. This one's from Ivan Simonovic. Tocoron, el mejor ejemplo de la incapacidad de culpa militar en los temas de seguridad, ni la policía ni los componentes militares tienen municiones para entrenar, pero los presos de Tocoron no tienen ese problema. En una celda se localizaron cajas de municiones de la FAB. There's tons of images here. Insane. Boxes and boxes of ammunition everywhere. This is crazy. I'm sure there's going to be... I got to look this up on YouTube. I'm sure there's going to be some videos on YouTube about this. Alright, Cryptonauts, that's it for that article. Let's move on to the next one. This one's written by Nicola. What was the first one written by? I think I said it, but I'll say it again. Tim Hockey. Okay. Alright, the next one is written by Nicholas Morgan. Coinbase Bitcoin holdings rival those of cryptocurrency creator Satoshi Nakamoto. Arkham. Coinbase, the largest currency exchange in the United States, is holding on to $25 billion in Bitcoin reserves, an amount that rivals the holdings of Bitcoin founder Satoshi Nakamoto. In a post by Arkham Intelligence on Saturday, the company identified an estimated $25 billion in Bitcoin held and about 36 million wallets belonging to Coinbase and used for depositing and holding the tokens. The largest identified cold wallet holds about 10,000 Bitcoin, which is worth about $265 million as of this writing, according to CoinGecko data. Arkham's estimate is based only on wallets identified as being connected to Coinbase, but the firm suggests that the amount is close to an estimated amount held by Bitcoin's founder. This amount makes Coinbase the largest Bitcoin entity in the world on Arkham, which is with almost 5% of all BTC in existence, the company wrote in a tweet. Nakamoto's exact identity remains unknown 15 years after Bitcoin's white paper appeared on an online messenger board for cryptographers. Like the enigmatic creator's identity, the exact size of Nakamoto's Bitcoin holdings remain a mystery. Between January and July 2009, Satoshi is thought to have mined more than 1 million BTC in total when Bitcoin's value was below the value of a penny. At today's value, this would equal more than $26 billion if true. This would make Nakamoto one of the biggest crypto whales today. But there has not been a definitive verification of his ownership of these wallets. Trading in Bitcoin and Bitcoin pairs compromises a significant portion of Coinbase's trading volume. In its most recent quarterly earnings report, Coinbase said that trading in Bitcoin made up 40% of its total volumes and about 39% in its transaction revenue. Arkham estimates that the wallet it connected to Coinbase may be an incomplete figure based on the exchange's stated financials. In Coinbase's most recent 10Q filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, it estimated that it held $60.7 billion in customer assets and liabilities in Bitcoin. Wow, that is insane. What to do? Just give me a little bit. I just want a little bit. Just give me a little bit, okay? Okay, let's move on over to the third article of the day. This one's written by Pedro Solimano. Inscriptions craze leave thousands of Bitcoin transactions unconfirmed. Over the years, Bitcoin's network has been no stranger to long lines of transactions waiting to get confirmed, which forces fees to skyrocket and triggers alarms across crypto Twitter and beyond. And the network is currently going through another bout of congestion, observed Bitcoin on-chain analyst Willy Wu. The meme pool is now at the highest point in the history of BTC since data was recorded, he told Decrypt. What's going on? James Check, lead analyst for Glassnode, posted on Twitter earlier this week that there has been an explosion in block space demand due to inscriptions. These were popularized by Bitcoin ordinals and, like NFTs, they allow users to inscribe things onto the blockchain, whether that's images, text, or audio. He wrote that fees are not as high as they were during ordinal craze of early May, but the network has not been able to clear its meme pool since. Mempool. Think of a mempool as a blockchain's equivalent of a waiting room, with users sending Bitcoin in or making inscriptions and waiting for the transaction to get selected by a miner and inscribed into the public ledger. At the time of writing, there are roughly 393,000 unconfirmed Bitcoin transactions. Check went into detail explaining that inscriptions are providing what he calls baseload pressure, accounting for 50 to 60% of confirmed transactions and, in essence, the bloatedness. Inscriptions fill the void left by empty block space and have done so for 5 months, he wrote, adding that these type of transactions are sensitive to high fees, but willing to buy cheap block space. Inscriptions means more transactions bring in higher fees, which for some is welcome news. Wu, who told Decrypt he is currently paying $7.50 to move BTC, said he wants high transaction fees. One day, the network subsidy will run out of Bitcoin, will be secured solely on the fee market, he said, alluding to the controversial Bitcoin security budget debate. Wu added that the Lightning Network, one of Bitcoin's Layer 2 scaling solutions, will have to step up, but at these high fees is compromised for smaller transactions. We are really walking a middle path, he told Decrypt. Too cheap, and we make changes that bring back the capacity, then the network may be systematically compromised in decades ahead. Too expensive, then the Lightning Network ceases to be decentralized and secure for everyday payment. The on-chain analyst did point out that the developers have made huge jumps in improving the efficiency of the blockchain since the 2017 congestion, when payment fees were very similar to where they are now. How long today's congestion will last, however, is anyone's guess. That said, Wu is cautious. Inscriptions came during the bear market and fees are already $7.50, he asked. What will happen during the bull market? Wu concludes with a somewhat ominous prediction. Lightning may take up some of the load, but also will start to see some payment frauds as a result. Okay, that doesn't actually sound good at all. That's like almost apocalyptic. No. Okay, last news of the day. This one's written by Andrew Asmakov. Mt. Gox trustee extends deadline for creditor repayments by a year. Yeah, like I said, This is frustrating because I was actually having a conversation earlier today with the pal of mine. We were talking about Mt. Gox. He actually brought up Mt. Gox. So I was like, yeah, hey, they were actually getting ready to do the repayment anytime soon right now. And then this article comes around. I go, what the heck, man? This is BS. All right, let's see what's going on here. Nobuaki Kobayashi, the trustee overseeing the defunct Mt. Gox Bitcoin exchange's estate, has officially announced an extension of the deadline for repaying its creditors. The new deadline for creditor repayment has been moved from October 31st, 2023 to October 31st, 2024, as revealed in a letter dated September 21st. That's... Dude, like it seems like every year they just keep pushing it. This is not the first time it's happened. They keep pushing over and over again. Like, why isn't this bigger news? Like, they need to crack down on this person, this trustee, because he just keeps pushing it over and over again. Like stop already, dude. Just pay everybody. All right, get it over and done with. In his communication, Kobayashi stated that with the approval of the Tokyo District Court, the deadline extension applies to the base repayment, the early lump sum repayment, and the intermediate repayment. Given the time required for rehabilitation creditors to provide the necessary information and for the rehabilitation trustee to confirm such information and engage in discussions and share information with banks, fund transfer service providers, and designated cryptocurrency exchange, etc., involved in the repayment, the rehabilitation trustee will not be able to complete the repayments above by the deadline set for October 31st, 2023, reads the letter. A rehabilitation proposal which promised to remunerate about 90% of the assets owned to affected customers was approved in October 2021. There's some hope for rehabilitation creditors who have provided the necessary information, according to Kobayashi. Repayments for these creditors will potentially begin as early as the end of this year. The trustee cautioned that the schedule remains subject to change based on prevailing circumstances and the specific timing of repayment to individual rehabilitation creditors has yet to be determined. The Mt. Gox Saga. Based out of Japan, Mt. Gox was one of the earliest and most influential cryptocurrency exchanges, once facilitating over 70% of all Bitcoin trades. However, its reputation took a devastating hit following a major hack in 2011. The exchange eventually collapsed in 2014 amid allegations of insolvency, leading to the loss of 850,000 BTC. The fallout left approximately 24,000 creditors in its wake, many of whom have been eagerly awaiting the resolution of their claims for years. Since the exchange's collapse, it has been an uphill struggle for Mt. Gox creditors, who have dealt with rehabilitation plans, delays, and hefty fees in a drawn-out battle to retrieve lost funds. As of the most recent available data, the Mt. Gox estate holds approximately 138,000 BTC, worth about $3.7 billion in current prices, along with a similar amount in Bitcoin Cash, worth $29 million, and 69 billion Japanese yen, about $46 million. Earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Justice charged two Russian men, Alexei Belyuchenko and Alexander Werner, with conspiring to steal approximately 647,000 Bitcoin from the exchange between 2011 and 2014. Damn. God damn. That's crazy. That's a lot, man. That's a lot of Bitcoin. Let me say that again. 647,000 Bitcoin. Jeez Louise. All right, Kryptonauts. That's our news for the day. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. I'm going to show you the honorable mentions again. MicroStrategy buys another $147 million worth of Bitcoin and currently holds a total of 158,245 Bitcoin. And the next one is Bitcoin Pioneer, how Finney explains ZK proofs and rediscovered footage. And yeah, I'm going to watch that video right after this episode. So let me go ahead and wrap this up. with that said, make sure you check out the Quantry, hit that sub, like, follow, and positive comments. So with that said, until next time, stack sats and hodl. Adios.